Throughout the Bible, we see many who walked through great difficulties and dark times. Paul was beaten, shipwrecked, thrown in prison, bitten by a snake. Yet he was God's chosen man to preach the gospel, and God was with Paul the whole time. That's right, my friend. There will be times that we'll walk in darkness, but it's in these times that God is about to reveal to you the greatest light.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
If you have your Bible, turn to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. You know, lately it seems that there have been many Christians that have been going through various trials in their life. Some trials have been with great difficulty as they have endured sickness in their body. Some have gone through financial trials. For some, it's trying to find a job. For some, it's battling with depression or oppression or attacks of the enemy against their mind. Regardless of what people may say or do, for the one going through that trial, it's very real. I like the fact that the scripture says, though now, for a little while. That tells me something. That tells me that the trial will not last forever, even though it seems like it will when you're in the middle of it. That also tells me that it's temporary. The fact is, we all will experience a trial or a dark time in our life. There will be times of darkness, adversities, difficulties. It doesn't matter who you are, there will be times of testings of our faith. Being a Christian doesn't mean a life of ease. Being in the will of God doesn't mean that it'll be any easier either. In fact, being a Christian doesn't exclude us from difficulties. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. God never said that it'd be easy, but he did say that he would be with those who put their faith and trust in him. Praise God. You see, the scriptures do say that he will never leave you nor forsake you. The Bible does tell us that God will give us the grace that's sufficient to help us to endure whatever hardship or trial that we might face. The mountain before you can become a plain, but it will be by his Spirit, the power of God. Yes, the power of God is still available today. The Lord has not changed. The same God in the Old Testament is the same God in the New Testament. The same miracle-working God in the Old Testament is the same miracle-working God in the New Testament. And he's the same God that dwells within us today, praise the Lord. But what about trials? Well, James said, count it all joy. You say, oh, I know that scripture, but it's a whole lot easier said than done. Well, I agree with you. We can shout when everything is going well and the seas are calm and there's no storm in sight. But it's a little bit more challenging when you're walking in the midst of that darkness. How do you count that joy? Well, my friend, I'm not joyful in the trial itself, but I can rejoice in what God is doing in me and through me while in the trial. I know that God is sovereign. He knows what's best for me. He knows exactly what he's doing. It's in these experiences of life that the Lord is sanctifying and maturing and perfecting us. It also causes us to draw closer to the Lord. It causes us to cry out to the Lord in a way that otherwise we might not do. It causes us to search deep into our hearts and to pray perhaps in a way that we've never done before. No longer is it a superficial or surface prayer, but now it's something that comes deep from within our hearts. As I've read stories of great men and women of God, I've noticed that all have something in common. Not only are they saved and doing great work for the Lord, but they all in some shape or fashion have experienced great difficulties and dark times in their life. Charles Haddon Spurgeon had great battles with gout. Charles Finney, the greatest revivalist that touched this nation, was stricken with cholera and other illnesses. Jonathan Edwards, who wrote the sermon Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, was ousted out of his own church and later died of smallpox. Throughout the Bible, we see those who walked through great difficulties and dark times, but my friend, they trusted God and God gave them the grace to endure.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.